Oh, we got to remember too, and I want to take a minute. There may not be nobody in here that falls in this category, but if you have a family member that did die in serving this country in the military, and you want to honor them, you know their name, and like to stand up and honor them today, and because this is Memorial Day, would you stand and just honor them if you have any? If anybody's in here like that, that has somebody that you know of. There may not be. Brother Norris? Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Rudy Padilla, United States Marine Corps,
Korean War. Amen. Anybody else have a family member that died in service? We always have to remember, you know, Veterans Day is different than Memorial Day. We always have to remember, I've seen it on several signs for Memorial Day and all that, that freedom is not free.
Amen.
It costs somebody. Amen. And we do need to remember that, take time to think about that today. And tomorrow as we celebrate that, think about while we're out barbecuing and having our fun, or some of you out on a lake, golf course, wherever it is, it's because those men and women sacrificed that they did that so that you and I could celebrate the freedom that we have today. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 5. I'm glad you're here. Luke chapter 5, we'll start in verse 26 through 32, and we'll try to get through this morning. Amen. Took me three times to get through the last message I tried to preach because got sidetracked, but we'll try to make it straight through this one this morning. Amen. Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 26. Everybody there? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Bible says this, and they were all amazed. I wish it was like that in here this morning. Amen. We sang the hymnals. We did the prayer. We've done everything under the sun and sang the songs, and nobody's been amazed yet. Amen. But in verse 26, it says, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God. Amen. And were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with them. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. And Lord, I do pray that you would help me this morning, Lord, to preach what you've put on my heart. Lord, I pray for each and every person that come out today, Lord, that you would bless their hearts, that the Holy Spirit would have free reign in here to work in the hearts of each and every one of us. And Lord, most of all, someone in here today don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, if they breathe their last breath today, they'd wake up in hell. Lord, we do pray that today would be the day of their salvation. Lord, we pray for our missionaries all over the world this morning, preaching the gospel, that you'd give them fruit for their labor. I pray for their wives and children, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I do pray for our kids back in the back that are having children church now, Lord, that you would keep them safe and protect them. Lord, plant the seed in their hearts, Lord, and that they one day might know you as their Savior as well. And Lord, we want to be careful always to give you the honor and glory for all things that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. I like that. Can you, I thought long and hard about this one thing, and I see there in verse 26, it says, and they were all amazed and glorified God. In the last little section there, we have seen strange things today. And I want to bring back your memory just for a minute, and we go back and look at the life of Jesus Christ and some of the things that he experienced and what those disciples might experience. And I know a lot of you in here probably heard that song. If you listen to music very much, that song called I Can Only Imagine. Anybody ever heard that song, I Can Only Imagine? I love that song. I mean, it really touches my heart. But in the first part of that, it says, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. And you know, those people that walked with Jesus Christ back then, they didn't have to imagine. They saw the things that Jesus Christ did. They were there when Jesus Christ was baptized, and we see there with that Levi, the publican, when Jesus came to him, and he just simply said, "Follow me," and Levi got up and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And can you imagine the things that Levi must have saw? And we're going to look back in the beginning of chapter 5, and we're going to work way through chapter 5 a little bit and look at some other things. But I can only imagine what it was like to walk with Jesus Christ. I mean, back then when he was baptized by John the Baptist and the Holy Spirit came and descended upon him, and those people saw that. They seen these things happen to him. And then Jesus began his ministry, and there was disciples there that were following John. And they turned from following John and turned to follow Jesus Christ. And can you, Sister Tammy, me and you can only think in our heads, but those disciples had no idea the things they were about to see. They had no idea how their life was fixed to be changed when they decided to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, look back in chapter 5 where I started at. Just look at the beginning of it. And it says here in verse 1, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets." And look in verse 3. "And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." Simon had no idea how his life was fixing to change that day. I mean, he was just a fisherman. He was just out doing his job. He was out trying to make a living, and that's Simon Peter. And he was washing his nets and doing all that. I'm sure when he came into shore, he seen the multitudes there, and Jesus was out of room, per se. He didn't have nowhere to stand. And he said, "You know what?" Jesus just walked up, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to enter into your ship, if you don't mind, here for a moment. And I want you to just cast out just a little bit from the shore so I can teach these people." And you know how strange that must have been to Simon Peter? I mean, you think just for a minute, if we were down at the lake today, amen. If we were down there, and that's where probably half the other people are, amen, is at the lake for Memorial Day. But you chose to be in the house of God. Praise God for that. But could you imagine if we were down there by the lakeside, and we had come in from fishing or swimming or skiing or whatever it is, and here is a man with a multitude of people around, and he said, "Excuse me for just a minute. I need to borrow this boat. Would you just cast out a little bit so I could preach to these people?" Now think a minute for a minute if it was you. What would you say? Are you nuts? Have you lost your mind? What kind of cult is this that we're standing by? What kind of crazy leader are you, amen, that's got all these people by the lake, and you're going to just say, "Get in my boat," and you want to use my boat? What little did Simon Peter realize how his life was fixing to change just then. Hey, it says after Jesus got through teaching and talking to the multitude, that he turned to Simon Peter and he said, "Hey, I want you to cast out into the deep. I want you to go a little further with me." I can only think about the things Jesus must have said when he was talking to the multitude. Because when he got done, if you follow along there in a few verses with me, go out in verse 4, he says, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon, said a few things there. He said, "Hey, we've already toiled all night long and have taken nothing, but I like this word in there." He said, Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Now, Simon Peter did not know Jesus Christ up until this point that I know of in the Bible. Of all the research I've done and all that, he had just met Simon Peter. He had just come up there. But I'm going to tell you something. The things that Jesus said to that multitude must have impressed on the heart of Simon Peter, the things that he had heard. Because when he said, "Launch out into the deep," he argued a little bit there. He put his word in, but nevertheless, he said, "At thy word, I will let down the net." And Simon Peter went out, and God showed him, Jesus showed him there what would happen if he just listened to the Lord. Amen. Simple as that, just listening to the Lord. And we follow on there in verse 9, look down there, he said, or verse 8, it says, "And when Simon Peter saw it," he took in a bunch of fishes, he said, "he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" And look at verse 9, "For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, 'Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.' And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." Just like Levi had left his job, left all he did, and followed after Jesus Christ. These ordinary fishermen, amen, they were just ordinary men that day, just like you and I, but they had listened to Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, "Let me show you something. I'm going to show you something a little different that you've never seen before." And Jesus entered into that ship and showed them, and he cast out there, and then in verse 10, he says, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shall catch men." God took ordinary fishermen and turned them into extraordinary men. Amen. All those that were in that ship that day. And I can only imagine that scene that day when those fishermen came back to land and fell down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? I can't. I like to get caught up in the Bible. I know y'all read books. Well, no, that's a thing of the past. We don't read books anymore, do we? We just watch movies, right? It takes too long to read a book when we can just watch the movie. And I can just see them now, ordinary fishermen going out that day and coming back a changed man. Coming back totally different because they had been with Jesus Christ. Amen. Just ordinary. You know, Jesus changed the... Oh, excuse me. Jesus changed so many lives as he walked upon the earth. Not only those fishermen's lives, but if we look in verse 17 for a minute and look at what happened. It's, you know, back verse 26 says, "And they were all amazed." I find it'd be hard for me to amaze you in here this morning. Amen. I think most of you are still asleep. But it says, "And they were all amazed at what? What had they been amazed at? What crazy thing had just happened? And for them to say at the end of it, 'We have seen strange things this day.'" I'm glad you asked. Look in verse 17, amen. It says, "And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Now you gotta get with me here for a minute. You gotta use your imagination. We wasn't there that day, but let's just imagine in here this morning if that's what you were. Lawyers and all this, and Pharisees and all these type people in here this morning. I mean, if we took a poll this morning, we got visitors. I have no idea what they do for a living. The rest of us in here don't do anything. So if you got something that you do for a living, I'm just joking. We got jobs and things like that. I'm just messing around. But just think, it says on that day he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee. So there was lawyers there, and there was doctors there, and there was all these different kind of things there. And they were sitting around, but there was one other thing that was there too. The Holy Spirit. Do you see that last part there? It says, "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Wouldn't that be outstanding? I was messing with Brother Walter a couple weeks ago. His neck was hurting. I said, "Brother, you want me to have a healing service?" I said, "I could pop you right in the neck." And he was like, "Oh, please don't hit me in the neck." He said, "Please don't hit me in the neck." I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing. Amen. You don't want me to hit you in the neck because I don't know what I'm doing there. Amen. But anyway, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And look in verse 18. "And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him." And why couldn't they? They couldn't do that, could they? There was too many people in there. The place was packed out and all that. You know, I hope that something like this doesn't have to happen at Fellowship Baptist Church for you to be amazed at what God can do. Amen. But look, let's read on and see what happened. It says, "And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling which is with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Now, can you imagine that this morning? I actually thought while the choir was singing, I ought to pay some people just to do that one day. Amen? Just pay some people and say, listen, while the service is going on, we're trying to get a lively service in this place. We're trying to shake things up a little bit. Would you just take a saw and cut a hole in the roof while we're having service and let somebody down? Amen. Just to shake things up a little bit. Amen. I just can't imagine that. We all sitting here and listening to Jesus teach and all that, and all of a sudden they pull the thatchets back of the roof and all that, and here these men lower their friend down and say, hey, we just got to get him to you. No matter what it takes, we need our friend to see you. We got to get our friend to Jesus Christ. What would happen if we did that with our friends? Oh, my goodness. You know, I think about every time we leave church, how we don't bring our friends back with us. Amen? I often wonder how much we really think of our friends. I didn't mean to put all that in there. Don't get all sad on me now. I'm just throwing that in there just for a minute. I'm talking about being amazed this morning. Could you imagine how much more fun it would be with your friends if they believed the same things you believed? Could you imagine driving somewhere like going out of town or something with a bunch of people in your car that was saved and loved the Lord Jesus Christ like you do? Man, what a meeting that would be, amen? Hey, I've been in some of those where I've gotten in a car full of preachers and went to a meeting down in Atlanta. I remember one we went to down in Atlanta and these preachers got in there and I was a little intimidated because I was the young preacher. I'm still the young preacher, amen. But I got in that car with them and hear these old saints of God that have been preaching for years and years and years. And I sat in the back seat and I was yes sir, no sir, everything and all that. And I thought, man, I hope they don't ask me nothing biblical, amen. I hope they don't ask me none of them hard questions in the Bible. I hope they don't drill me to the wall with all this stuff. I haven't been preaching long and all that. And we got in there and they got to singing Amazing Grace and those three older preachers started crying and they started praising the Lord and they started talking about how good God was and this person getting saved and that life being changed. And I'm going to tell you something, how sweet it was to be amongst friends that believed the same way that I believed. Amen. Hey, these guys said, hey, I got to get my friend to Jesus Christ. I know there's a bunch of high ups in there. There's a bunch of doctors in there and a bunch of lawyers in there, but we're going to do what we got to do to get our friend to Jesus Christ. Amen. And they cut a hole in the roof and lowered that fella down with his couch and everything. Amen. Just lowered the whole bed in there. Just put it in there. Boy, we need that to happen around here every now and then, don't we? How many of you know that, what is it, that Ray Charles or something when the squirrel got loose in the church or something like that? Ray Stevens, that's right. How many of you heard that song before? When the squirrel got loose in the church. We need some of that every now and then, amen. Then we wouldn't have to just read about verse 26. Some of you would be amazed, amen, when that squirrel jumped up on you, run across the pews, amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll let the Holy Spirit do that, He'll excite you just like that, amen. Just like a squirrel got up your skirt, amen. So they were amazed. They were excited. And look, verse 20, it says, and when he had saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason. Of course they would, right? That's what some people do when they come to the house of God. You know, the other Sunday night, we had a pretty good meeting in here, did we not? I mean, seriously, it felt good. I enjoyed it. Y'all, I about passed out the whole night. It was great. Not being slain in the spirit, but we had a good time. And I thought, you know, there was probably some sitting in there going, them people are crazy. Them people, look at them, yelling and shouting and hollering at. What's wrong with them people? They ain't got no sense. Most of them kind of people sit in the back. We won't say nothing, Sister Tammy. But anyway, I'm joking. Not really. But anyway, it says, we sit there and we talk about that, and it says, and the scribes and Pharisees begin to reason within themselves. Instead of saying, look at what Jesus just did. Look at what Jesus just said to this man. They began to reason themselves. Well, is this right? Is that right? Is it right to do this? Is it right to do that? Instead of just taking what Jesus had just done for somebody. He said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And they began to reason with themselves. And then verse 21, he says, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "Why reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk." In verse 24, he says, "But that you know, that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins." And he said unto the sick of palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house." And listen, in verse 25, it says, "And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God." I think a lot of people were amazed that day. People are still amazed. But I think a lot of people said within themselves, my, look at what we just saw. Can you believe what just happened? You know, when we get to that verse 26 and it says, "And they were all amazed." And then they says, "What strange things we have seen this day." Hey, I'm telling you, not only did the guy that was laying on the couch, was he amazed, amen? I mean, he had to be brought there by his friends on the couch laying down and all that. And you know what? That's how I felt the day I got saved. I felt like somebody had dragged me in. I felt like the breath had been taken out of me. I felt like there wasn't nothing to me. And I'm telling you, the day I got saved, I'm messing up my message now, but I'm telling you, the day I got saved, it was like, man, is this not amazing what it's like to be saved and be a child of God? Amen. What strange things had happened to me that day? Amen. But that man got up from the couch and he took up his bed and it says he left glorifying God. I bet you he ain't the only one that was glorifying God that day. What about those friends that had faith, amen, that brought their friend to Jesus Christ and he got saved? Hey, I'm telling you, that would be what had happened if every now and then when we left church, if we would think about our friends a little bit. If we think about those that we work with every now and then, amen. If we think about those that we run into day in and day out and bring them to the house of God. And boy, those friends were determined to get him to Jesus Christ. I thought about what church would be like if we were determined to get our friends here. I wonder what church would be like if we was determined to bring our neighbors to the house of God. Amen. I wonder what it would be like. I can only imagine. Amen. You know why we can only imagine? Because we don't do it. Amen. Not only that, but I want you to think with me for just a minute. Thinking about those disciples that are watching all this. Levi had just watched all that. Turn with me just real quick to Mark chapter 5 and verse 2. I want you to think, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Mark chapter 2, and starting there in verse 2, I want you to think with me just for a minute as I give this to you. As you think about it. Jesus Christ had been teaching and Jesus Christ had been doing the same thing and he had got into a boat to go to the other side to do some more teaching and preaching and all that stuff. And his disciples were in the boat with him and all the stuff they had just seen. And then when you get to Mark chapter 5, one of my favorite passages in the Bible, I really like reading this stuff. But in Mark chapter 5, we see Jesus get out of the boat and what met him when he got out of the boat? A lunatic met him. A demon-possessed man meet him when he got out of the boat. The disciples were probably sitting there scratching their heads. Simon Peter saying, "Is this never going to end? Does he attract all these nuts? Does he attract all these crazy people?" Yes, he does. Amen. Because he sits down with publicans and sinners, right? What did he say? He says, "I didn't come to those that are not sick. I come to heal those that are sick." Amen. And I was sick, amen. And I tell you, in chapter 5, when he decided... Now think about this for a minute. We're all in a boat today. Going across the ocean. It's a boat day, isn't it? I think we ought to go out on a boat sometime. Anyway, oh, the senior saints are Tuesday. Y'all imagine if this happened to you, amen. And you're out there on whatever that boat's called, and Jesus is with you. Amen. And you're riding along that boat and Jesus is in there and you come back up to the dock and as soon as Jesus stepped out, there is a crazy lunatic, demon-possessed man standing there that looks horrible. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Let's read it there in Mark chapter 2, or 5 verse 2. He says, "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him." Now, I know Hollywood has messed your mind up, amen? I know Hollywood's messed your mind up with the Avengers and all that kind of stuff, and the Hulk and all that kind of stuff and all that. But my Bible says that those kind of things existed back then. Amen. Because in Mark chapter 5 and verse 2, it says that he plucked asunder those chains that was on him. No man could chain this man. He was crazy. I mean, he was demon-possessed, all kinds of messed up, and living in the cemetery. Amen. I'll tell you, that's pretty messed up. Could you imagine those disciples that day? When they sat there, I really don't know what I would think. I mean, I don't know. If you came to church today, I know you probably think I'm that guy right now, but if you came to church today and somebody got up and started doing all that stuff, I mean, what would you do? A lot of people would leave and say, "I'm out of here. Oh man, that guy is crazy." And you would split. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus, did Jesus yell at him? Did Jesus get angry at him? Was he against everything that would belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. What did Jesus do? He talked to him. He said, "Hey, what's your name?" Started talking to him. And listen there, we ain't going to read the whole story for the sake of time, but he says there in verse 8, he said, "For he said unto himself, Come out of that man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, Legion, for we are many," talking about the demons in him. And he cast out the demons into the swine, and the swine ran down, and they all killed themselves. Don't any of this sound strange? Is that not strange? Is that not a strange thing that the disciples saw that day? But this is what's more strange to me. And I'm not going to preach much longer, but this is what's strange to me. How a man so messed up, how a man that was so full of the world, how a man whose life had gotten so bad that nobody even wanted him around, that they tried to chain him up and put him in the cemeteries, a man so vile, that just because he met Jesus Christ, his life was changed. Amen. If you look here with me for just a minute in verse 15, this is what's strange. This is what is amazing. In verse 15 it says, "And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and he had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid." That's what's amazing to me. That's what's amazing about Jesus Christ. Just simply meeting Jesus Christ, what that can do to your life. How it can change your life. I'm going to mess my ending up, but that's okay. I'm going to tell you something. The day I got saved, when I came in, and y'all might get tired of hearing about this, that's okay. But the day I came in, I was just like this man. I was crazy, I was stupid, I was drinking, and I was drunk all the time, and crazy, and thinking of the world, and everything the world had to offer. And when I came in, those people probably thought, "Now that's a strange person. That person's got issues. That person's got problems." And I'm going to tell you something, that day when I come out of that place of asking Jesus Christ to save me, there wasn't nobody in the church anymore. Nobody. It was just me and that deacon. Everybody else done went home. Kind of like this story. And I came back that night. Sister Leslie, I'm just going to throw this in. Me and you will talk for a minute. I got saved that morning and I come to church. I looked like a wreck. I stunk from being drunk the night before. I had on ripped up blue jeans. Had on nasty boots. Had on a t-shirt.
all that stuff. And when I went back there and got on my knees and I met Jesus, first time I'd ever met Him, and I met Jesus and I asked Him to come into my heart, and I said, I believe in You with all my heart. I believe in You. I believe You died for me. I believe all that stuff. And I got up and I came out. There wasn't nobody in that church. I don't think I touched the ground from the time I left there to the time I got home. I was so much sin had been lifted off of me. So much burdens of the world had been lifted off of me and all that stuff. You know, when I came back to church that night, probably nobody recognized me. You know what I did? I washed my clothes. Amen. I put on some decent clothes that looked appropriate. I did all that stuff. And when I came back to church that night and sat down, I was clothed and in my right mind. Amen. Just like this crazy man that happened here. Let me tell you something. I'm messing my message all up. That's fine. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you're strung out on drugs. Amen. I don't care if you've been out committing adultery with the world. Amen. I don't care if you've been out there doing everything against God there is to do. I don't care if your life is in the gutter. It don't matter if you're living under the bridge. It don't matter about any of that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, if you come in and you meet Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ will clothe you and put you in the right state of mind. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, people will be amazed. Amen. I was in the Navy. I was a sailor. That's all I was. Went out flying every day doing my little thing. Simon, Peter, just a fisherman. Went out, caught fish, brought it in, sold it, went out. I don't know what they did back in those days for fun, but whatever they did, I sure wasn't going to church, amen. Amen. Whatever it was. And God took just a plain old fisherman. Plain old fisherman. And you know they stink, amen. Out there with the fish all day, doing all that stuff. And He says, hey, if you would just follow Me, I'll do extraordinary things with you. You know, I ain't got time to look at all the verses in the Bible and all that stuff and all that, because I know y'all like to get out at 12 just like I do. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God took Simon Peter, and it was Simon Peter's choice to follow Jesus Christ. Nobody in here forced you to do anything. You know, even when I go out on visitation on Tuesday night, I say, look, I'm not asking you to sign a contract. I'm just asking you to go to church with me. You can leave anytime you want. You can get up and leave anytime you want. Doesn't matter. Simon Peter could have left anytime he wanted to. Jesus didn't make him follow Him. He asked him to. He said, follow Me. He forsook all and followed Him. We could go through Simon Peter's life in the Bible there. Look at the different verses. Most of you are educated people that know some things about the Bible. You know what happened to Simon Peter? What did he do in the boat one time? He got out of the boat, didn't he? And he wasn't at the dock. When he seen Jesus stand on the water, he said, I want to come out there with You. What did Jesus say? He said, come on. And Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. Walking to Jesus Christ, walking on the water. Amen. An ordinary fisherman is walking on the water with Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he just simply followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only that, but all the things Peter went through and Jesus, that relationship they got and all that stuff. And then in Acts chapter 2, I read it again this morning just because it just brings joy to me to think about it. Simon Peter was nothing but an ordinary fisherman. And he started the church age. In Acts chapter 2. God had took an ordinary man. Jesus Christ took an ordinary person. Said, follow Me. And when he began to follow Him, Jesus started to teach him. Jesus started to do everything in his life. And then when we get in Acts chapter 2, Peter stood before everybody and said, let me tell you something. And started the church in Acts chapter 2. Filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. I'm telling you, if God can just take an ordinary person. All of you got testimonies of that in here. Anybody that's saved that's ever followed Jesus Christ has got a testimony of what God can do for you if you would just follow Him. Amen. If you just give yourself to Him. I'm telling you, I walked in that Sunday morning just in a plain old sailor, drunken, nasty and all that stuff. And you may not think much of me now, right now, but I'm telling you, God cleaned me up, straightened me up, and I followed Him. And I'm telling you, I could write a book of all the things that Jesus has let me see in my life. Amen.
The things I saw in Haiti, the places I've been in the world, the places He's allowed me to travel to, and then here I am at Fellowship Baptist Church, amen, getting to worship with you.
Amen.
Amen. There's no telling what God could do with you. There's no telling what God could do with you. It don't matter if you strung out on whatever this morning. It don't matter even if you ain't got none of that stuff going on. If you would just meet Jesus Christ, you'd be amazed at how He'll change your life. You know, that stuff happened 2,000 plus years ago. And it's amazing to me. What's amazing to me? You know what's strange to me? He's still doing it today. He's still changing lives today. 2,000 plus years later, He's still changing lives. Can I tell you something this morning? I want you to think about something, and I'm closing. I know this lady talking about lives being changed. I know this lady, and I know her for a long time. Let me tell you how amazing Jesus Christ is. Let me tell you how strange this is. She prayed for her husband for 20 plus years to get saved. Was faithful to God. Now think about that. Taught Sunday school. Was faithful to God. Came to the meetings, amen. If there was a ladies' meeting, she came to it. She got her children dressed every morning and brought them to church and did all that stuff. Kept serving God, amen. And 20 years have been praying for her husband to get saved. You know what we'd do if we was in that situation sometimes? We'd be done. So this God, you know what she was waiting on? Something strange to happen. She was waiting for something amazing to happen. 20 plus years, one day, that man walked through the back doors. Came down the aisle and met Jesus Christ. After 20 something years, let me tell you something. This is the amazing part. His life changed. He has supported more missionaries than you can ever imagine, helping them get to the field, giving them places to stay. He has helped churches buy buses to go get children. He has given more money. He's got money. So He's given lots of money. Just give it away. Just give it away. You know why He does that? Because He met Jesus.
Amen.
Something amazing happened to Him. And Jesus Christ can change your life. Many of you in here can stand and give testimony of that this morning. But you know what? The sad part is there's some in here that can't. There's some in here that hasn't met Jesus Christ. There's some in here don't have that testimony. There's some in here that's never met Jesus Christ and made Him their personal Lord and Savior. We're going to give an invitation in just a minute. All these Christians in here are going to bow their heads and close their eyes. Sister Susan's going to come play a song, I think. She's going to come play a song. And whatever she plays, just like 2,000 years ago when Jesus was changing lives, He can change your life this morning. It's just simply putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We read these verses all the time, but I'm going to read them to you one more time. I read it to our teenagers. Shelby, how often do I read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to you? Every Wednesday. You know why I do that every Wednesday? Because it ain't me that's going to save you. It ain't going to be the preacher that saves you. It ain't going to be a Sunday school teacher that saves you. It's going to be Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, as she comes to play a song, let me read this verse to you, and then we're going to pray and give an invitation. What's the invitation for? That's the time for you to come meet Jesus. Amen. You ever heard that come to Jesus meeting? Amen. That's what that's all about. It's for you to come down. Let me show you in the Bible what the Bible says. I'm going to tell you what it says right now. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, it says, "Thou, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Can you imagine meeting Jesus is that easy? You know what Simon Peter did when Jesus said, "Follow me"? He simply what? Believed in Him. You know when those men brought that person to be healed, what did He say healed that man? Their faith in who? In Christ. That's all it's all about. simply putting your faith in Jesus Christ and believing in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You for all that You've done for us. And Lord,